A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Ah, you feel that? That's the close of 2022. Why am I so excited about the coming of a new year? It's because there are so many, many good video games that are about to enter your life and mine, and hopefully make things a little bit better. In fact, there are so many games that we're excited about that we just had to make a list about them. I know, we're a bit weird. And of course, this being a year so swollen with good content, or at least potentially good content, we decided to break the limits from 10 and make this a 20 list. Ooh, we treat you so well, don't we? So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are the 20 most anticipated video games of 2023. Number 20, Forspoken. Now, wait, before you start judging this, because I know you've likely seen Forspoken's infamous "So Let Me Get This Straight" trailer, which is a perversely entertaining car crash, but every single year there is a game that will be either a gigantic triumph or an unmitigated disaster, and Forspoken is definitely that. Because while the advert came across as a poorly written parody of the disgraced Joss Whedon's writing style, I'm seeing freaking dragons being a particular eye roller, this has meant that right now Forspoken finds itself in the same territory that Halo Infinite occupied after the latter introduced Craig to the world. Like a tightrope walker wobbling precariously between two skyscrapers, Square Enix's game looks like it will end up either being a brave success or a sticky stain on the floor. Now, personally, we feel cautiously optimistic that Forspoken could make it to the other side. The magic-based combat certainly has potential, and the super-powered parkour system looks like it will make exploring Forspoken's world a pleasure in itself. And hey, let's not forget, Halo Infinite turned out pretty okay in the end, so yeah, Forspoken, come on, prove us wrong. Number 19, Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. Now, our interest in Rocksteady's Suicide Squad game has only intensified over the course of 2022. After Warner Brothers Montreal's Gotham Knights proved to be something of a letdown, not as bad as the internet would have had you believe, but definitely an unworthy follow-up to the Arkham trilogy, the pressure is most definitely on for Rocksteady to deliver with their long-awaited take on the most expendable team in comic book history. Now, we'll admit our belief that Suicide Squad will be worth the wait is definitely faith more than judgment. Rocksteady have hardly showered us with gameplay footage after all, but let's not forget, this is Rocksteady after all. And unless Rocksteady have undergone a severe talent enema in the intervening years since Arkham Knight, we're confident that Suicide Squad will be further proof of their reputation as superhero savants. Plus, let's face it, it's going to be a bittersweet moment to hear Kevin Conroy's Batman one last time here. He was the Batman of his generation, and he'll be missed by everybody who grew up alongside his stoic, determined Dark Knight. Number 18, Dead Island 2. I mean, just look at the video footage here. Blue skies, a shambling zombie, and more than a few sledgehammers to smash its head in with. Sometimes that's all you really want from a game. Dead Island 2's troubled 8-year-long development finally comes to an end this year as Dambuster Studios finishes up the job that Deep Silver started. There were various times that the game looked like it was going to join the fates of Silent Hills and Prey 2 in the dumpster of video game history, and Dambuster Studios definitely deserves huge props for ensuring Dead Island's sequel will meet a kinder fate. Now, granted, Dead Island 2 doesn't look like it's going to be the next big thing in gaming, but then again, it's not trying to be. The developers have been remarkably candid about wanting to create a gross, enjoyable B-movie of a game, one where the zombies, not humanity, are the monsters. And the closest thing to the big question is, should I smash this zombie with a shovel or with a crowbar? Dead Island 2 looks like it's just going to be good, dumb fun, and there will always be room in our hearts and our hard drives for games that deliver exactly that. Number 17, Wolong Fallen Dynasty. Now, From Software's Soulsborne series may be the undisputed kings of the genre that they created, but Team Ninja's Nioh are definitely worthy rivals to the throne. Having spent years developing the Ninja Gaiden trilogy and its numerous remasters, Team Ninja applied their action game experience to the Souls-like formula with rather impressive results. Having made it 2-for-2 with the Japan-based Nioh duology, Team Ninja now turns to ancient China with Wolong Fallen Dynasty, and frankly, we wouldn't bet against them making it 3-for-3. Wolong looks to iterate further on the systems that made Nioh such a success. Spirit, this game's stamina equivalent, fills up as you attack, forcing you to be more aggressive. And Wolong will also boast a morale system, wherein your actions in one level will affect the morale of your army, making subsequent levels easier or much, much harder. Team Ninja will likely never topple From Software from their throne, but with Wolong, we fully expect them to earn a seat at that big old table. Number 16, Horizon Call of the Mountain. Now, VR may have sputtered out after its mid-2010s boom period, but at its best, it definitely provokes a sense of wonder that is unattainable through traditional gaming. And what's more wonderful than fighting angry robot dinosaurs? The Horizon series may sound like something an 8-year-old scrawled on the back of a napkin in the middle of a sugar rush. It's in the future, but it's also the Flintstones with robot dinosaurs and lasers! But Guerrilla Games turned that premise into one of the best new IPs of the past decade. The Horizon games have always been technical showcases, and the chance to immerse ourselves in a beautiful, doomed world through VR is a genuinely thrilling prospect. Not least because we can't imagine how our stomachs will handle facing down a Thunderjaw in first person. Number 15, Like a Dragon, Isshin. Like a Dragon, Ege, the series formerly known as Yakuza, has been introducing the wonders of Japanese nightlife to gamers for over 15 years. Who knew that behind Japan's polite society, there lurked a teeming underworld of constant gang battles, hardcore RC racing, and sexy shirtless 50-somethings? Now, if these things don't sound like they blend together, then congratulations, you are still sane. Yet somehow, Sega are consistently able to find method in their madness, welding these disparate parts together into one glorious whole. This is a series where murder-fueled crime drama takes place alongside disco-dancing minigames, and where bloody knockdown brawls punctuate trips between karaoke bars. And the karaoke really has to be seen to be believed. Now, being a remake, we already know that Isshin is a standout entry and one of gaming's most enjoyable series, and the chance to appreciate it with additional 4K bells and 60fps whistles is definitely going to be much appreciated. Number 14, Theater Rhythm Final Bar Line. Nintendo's last couple of Nintendo Directs have been a bit hit and miss, but the announcement of a new Theater Rhythm had us throwing our switches in the air in joy. Fortunately, they landed safely on the sofa, saving us a stern talking to from our significant others or parents. The Theater Rhythm games gather the greatest hits of every Final Fantasy soundtrack and then drop them into an entertaining finger-tapping rhythm RPG. Watching the chibi-fied Final Fantasy cast do battle while you tap along to the beat is a delight for all fans of Square Enix's most celebrated franchise, and one that we can't wait to experience again. We genuinely never thought that we'd see another Theater Rhythm game, but we're delighted to be wrong. And really, who wouldn't want another chance to bop along to the best collective soundtrack in all of gaming? Number 13, Space Marine 2. Just look at this footage. Now, this is the thing. I love Warhammer in all of its forms. I know I am definitely skewing this portion of the list towards my personal interest, but look at it. Look at the man smash the other things with a thing. Oh my god. If you've never played the original Space Marine game, then you are missing out, my friend. But fret not, because you can go back and play it right now. It is still absolutely glorious to play through. Kind of think like if it's Gears of War, but mixed with Games Workshop and horribly cockney orcs, and my god, do I love it. So yeah, Space Marine 2, a little bit excited about it. Number 12, Hollow Knight Silksong. Whee! Team Cherry have made it onto this version of our list for the third year in a row. Now, we were salivating over Silksong in 2020, then rubbing our hands together in anticipation in 2021, and in the dying embers of 2022, we find ourselves chomping at the bit for the long, long-awaited follow-up to Hollow Knight. Now, to be honest, Silksong's perennial appearance on most anticipated lists has become something of a running gag here. Much like Duke Nukem Forever's ludicrously stretched-out release schedule, Silksong's nebulous release date has entered entered the realms of comedy. However, unlike those prior examples, we're confident that Team Cherry can land the punchline here. Hollow Knight was a Metroidvania on par with the best of the genre's namesakes, and here we have every confidence that Silksong will be a worthy successor. Number 11, Baldur's Gate 3. Now, the Baldur's Gate duology may be over 20 years old, but its influence is still felt today. Any game that lets you play fast and loose with morality or sleep with your party members definitely owes a debt of gratitude for BioWare's legendary series. They may not have invented those tropes, but they definitely popularized them for future generations of gamers. But living up to the Baldur's Gate name is a daunting task, but it is one that Larian Studios are most definitely capable of. Architects of their own seminal duology, Divinity Original Sin 1 and 2, Larian definitely know their way around an RPG, and their work on Baldur's Gate has already been enjoyed by tens of thousands via Steam's Early Access program. Assuming that the devs can work out the bugs before BG3's release, early impressions are that this will be a worthy follow-up to BioWare's revered saga.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 10, Fire Emblem Engage. 3 years after Fire Emblem broke new ground with Three Heroes, the best-selling game in the series by a considerable margin, developers Intelligent Systems look to build on their success with Fire Emblem Engage. Yes, I know it's pronounced engage, but come on, give me something. Intriguingly though, Intelligent Systems are looking to the future by relying on the past. Previous Fire Emblem heroes like Marth and Roy have been confirmed to return, likely alongside other yet-to-be-announced heroes. With Three Houses taking place in its own separate world, this represents a return to the Fire Emblem of old, but one incorporating the lessons learnt from the 2019 classic. So what does this mean for us gamers? Well, it means that we're going to have a whole host of lovable characters to bond with during the game's downtime, and thrillingly tense tactical battles where you're only ever one mistake away from permanently killing off a beloved cast member. Fire Emblem games have always been particularly toothsome meals, and we can't wait to spend dozens of hours devouring Intelligent Systems' latest dish. Number 9, Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Now, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order was definitely one of the biggest surprise success stories of the previous console generation. A single-player Souls-like with a dash of Metroidvania, Fallen Order was a delightful romp through the Star Wars universe. Cutting through panicky stormtroopers as Cal Kestis was delicious fun, and exploring abandoned temples like a Jedi Lara Croft was surprisingly engaging. But not every sequel needs to reinvent the wheel, and if Respawn simply follow the more but prettier template of video game design as recently seen in God of War Ragnarok, that is definitely A-OK with us. Having said that though, if we could offer one bit of advice to EA, tell your marketing department not to spoil the final boss in the trailer this time around, you idiots. Number 8, Pikmin 4. More than 20 years on from Pikmin's debut, it's safe to say that there's nothing quite like it in the gaming pantheon. There's been the odd pretender to the throne in intervening years, like the appropriately titled Little King's Story, but by and large, Nintendo's charming bulb-headed aliens have fenced off a rather small corner of the strategy genre and made it their own. Pikmin's unique approach to real-time strategy is another example of Nintendo putting their own spin on established genres, and its curious blend of cozy garden settings and cartoon brutality has amassed a significant cult following. Nintendo knew exactly what they were doing when they announced Pikmin 4 with nothing but the game's logo. Simply acknowledging the game's existence was enough to satiate Pikmin fans the world over, who had feared the series had fallen into the same purgatory that F-Zero has been languishing in since 2003. Luckily for us, it hasn't. Pikmin 4 is real, it's coming, and we couldn't be happier about it. Number 7. Resident Evil 4 Remake. Now, it's safe to say that other than the number in their titles, this entry has very little in common with the previous one. Amazingly, Pikmin's entire library is dwarfed by the number of Resident Evil 4 ports that Capcom has churned out over the years. Gamers have guided Leon through his Spanish vacation on GameCube, Wii, PS2, PC, God knows how many HD remasters, VR, and even iOS. And given that, you'd think that we'd be thoroughly sick of rescuing Ashley as she screams, "Leon, help!" from the clutches of Sadler and his mob, yet gaming journalists found themselves partying like it was 2004 all over again when Capcom previewed a playable demo of this game back in October. Unless something goes staggeringly wrong between now and the game's projected March release, it seems like Capcom had definitely pulled it off. By all accounts, the RE4 remake expertly walks the line between modernization and preservation, offering a host of gameplay refinements whilst retaining the Hammer horror atmosphere that made the original RE4 so beloved. Amazingly, we're still just as excited to play through Leon's greatest adventure now as we were when we plopped the mini disc into our GameCubes all those years ago. Well played, Capcom. Well played indeed. Number 6. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. After the success of the original Final Fantasy VII Remake, we have got high expectations for the follow-up. Now, if we're being honest, Final Fantasy VII Remake was a long way from being perfect, but it overcame its flaws through the strength of its characters, enjoyable combat, and writing that wasn't too afraid to lean into the weirder aspects of the original game. And given how utterly insane the ending was, we're guessing that staying weird will not be a problem for the upcoming Rebirth. With Square Enix apparently looking to push Final Fantasy VII's story in a whole new direction, we find ourselves genuinely intrigued to see what they're going to do with the story next. Altering the holy text of Final Fantasy's most revered entry may be sacrilegious to some, but we are fully on board with this retelling of Cloud's story, mainly because we've got no idea what to expect with Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. But whatever happens, it certainly won't be boring. Number 5. Final Fantasy 16. Here's the second Final Fantasy on our list, and it's just as tantalizing as the first, but for very different reasons. Honestly, what most excites us about Final Fantasy 16 is the talent attached to the project. Combat is being handled by Ryota Suzuki, the gameplay designer for the excellent Devil May Cry 5. The soundtrack, meanwhile, is being composed by Masayoshi Soken, whose stellar work on Final Fantasy 14 and its expansions have shown him to be a worthy heir to the legendary Nobuo Uematsu. Having said that, by far the biggest name attached to Final Fantasy 16 is that of Naoki Yoshida. Yoshida did the impossible when he turned Final Fantasy XIV from an industry joke to one of the biggest gaming success stories ever, and we're waiting with bated breath to see what he can do with a whole new world as his playground. With that much talent in the room and the pedigree attached to any numbered Final Fantasy entry, it's difficult for JRPG lovers not to get excited about Final Fantasy XVI. Number 4. Marvel's Spider-Man 2. It's safe to say that the Spider-Man license is in safe hands with Insomniac Games. The studio's 2018 Spider-Man game became the most successful Spider-Man game, and say it with me, kids, of all time! And 2020's Miles Morales sheds some of the open-world bloat to become a tighter, dare we say it, superior Spider-Man. If Spider-Man 2 continues the series' upward trend, then this will be a very special game indeed. Insomniac nailed the feeling of being Spider-Man the first time around, and if they continue to exercise the restraint and clarity of vision they showed in Miles Morales, then Spider-Man 2 has every chance of being the best superhero game yet made. Number 3. Starfield. Skyrim in space. That is the elevator pitch for Starfield, and frankly, that is all we need to hear. Skyrim, for all of its quirks, foibles, and arrows to the knee, remains one of the most important games ever made, and seeing what its creators can do across entire solar systems is a mouth-watering prospect. Admittedly, there were some grumbles earlier last year when Starfield's gameplay preview opened up with the less-than-epic sight of a man collecting space rocks, but to us, however, this was the absolute perfect way to reveal the game to the public. Bethesda's games have touched the hearts of so many precisely because they let you be as mundane as you like. Yes, there will be bandits to battle, strongholds to storm and planets to protect, but the knowledge that you can just ignore all of that in favour of going rock hunting is precisely what makes Bethesda games great. Whether you want to be a heroic Flash Gordon type or a moisture-farming Owen Lars, Starfield will have you covered. Number 2. Street Fighter 6. If we had to describe Street Fighter 6 in one word, it would be exuberant. Seriously, just look at the explosion in a paint factory effects that you can see here on the screen. Here, Capcom appeared to be making up for the relative sterile nature of Street Fighter 5 by turning its sequel into a riot of high-energy color and extravagant flamboyance. Thankfully, there's a substantial stake beneath the sizzle. After Street Fighter 5 pulled a Street Fighter 3, scaring away casual fans by focusing on fighting game diehards, the sixth iteration of Capcom's iconic fighting series is making a concerted effort to allow everyone under its umbrella. Street Fighter 6's modern control scheme, which lets gamers perform special moves by simply tapping a direction and an attack button, means the sausage-fingered Among Us will finally have a chance of pulling off the right move at the right time. Now, this doesn't mean the game is dumbed down, however. The classic control scheme is still definitely available, and there's a host of meters to juggle to attain true mastery. Fighting games are at their best when they let anyone jump in and have a go, and Street Fighter 6, with its eye-grabbing visuals and welcoming controls, has already made fans of us all here. And number 1, The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. It's actually real, with the release date and everything. On May the 12th, 2023, Tears of the Kingdom, Nintendo's long-awaited Breath of the Wild follow-up, will finally see the light of day. It has been 6 years since Breath of the Wild let us explore the best open world in gaming, and we genuinely don't know if Nintendo will be able to make lightning strike twice, but by God are we excited about it. Breath of the Wild had the advantage of being an unknown quantity, whereas its sequel has had 6 years of anticipation to live up to. Then again, nobody expected Nintendo to become the kings of the open world genre with their first try, so only a fool would bet against Tears of the Kingdom being anything than a storming success. Nintendo have expertly crafted an air of secrecy around their latest Zelda, and the mystery only heightens Tears' allure. Like millions of other Nintendo fans, we can't wait to unveil Hyrule's latest secrets, so yes, please, roll on May. And there we have it, my friends. Those were the 20 most anticipated video games of 2023. I hope that you enjoyed that, and please let me know what you thought about it down in the comments section below. As always, I've been Jules, and you can go follow me over on Instagram, where it's at RetroJ, but the O is a zero. Hope to see you over there. As always, I've been Jules. You have been awesome. Never forget that, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.